This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will... I'm getting there, man.
Come on, man. Every week.
Now, last week, I believe you were a little late. I tried to match pace with what you always request, and then you just weren't there.
Well, you know what? Last week was... We'll talk about this week.
I'm just saying, the one time you did it on time, because you were thinking about the kids. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought beatbox referred to a retired prostitute and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To make a test and play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Dummy. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All the Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,373. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef back in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes with popular canned foods. I guess they were popular at one time.
Years ago.
But no one really eats them anymore.
Now, there's two or three that I think people still eat. But some of them are just strange.
The first thought, the guy, and there's like the canned whole chicken. I'm not sure anyone actually ate that before, but my dad, when I was growing up, made sardines always, and yep. Vienna sausages. Which
those are massive.
As
those
a
are
kid, terrible. I thought were great, yeah. And then at some point you realize, like, these are, first, meat should not dissolve in your mouth.
Would you ever eat an uncooked hot dog?
I mean, you know, that's essentially, at the worst of times.
That's essentially what it is, but it's a...
If I pulled it out of a jar of Vaseline.
Believe it or not, hot dog has better ingredients than a Vienna sausage.
Look, when I was a kid, I was like a dog. I would eat raw hot dogs.
Really?
Oh, love
really?
Them. It was, and my mom would be like, no, like, come on, let me get a raw one.
I mean, I guess they're not raw they're just cold, yeah. You know.
You're right, and I mean, in the end, I'll it's bologna.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, it's the same thing as bologna.
I know, but there's just something different about it. You're right, it's just a bologna tube, but man, that'd be eating a cold one.
So yeah, think that kind of stuff. Mm. There's a lot of stuff that came in cans that you might have forgotten about.
Do you remember when we were able to purchase a whole chicken in a can?
Yeah. Do you remember dumping it out?
I could not believe that was possible.
It slides out of the can, and then it kind of re-expands. Yeah.
It's more of a Cornish hen size.
Yeah, but it was gross.
But when you see it, it is covered in that gelatinous stuff like the Vienna sausages are.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like it comes out with this jello mold, and it does have that suck thing.
And you look at it, and you're like, there's no way anyone ate this. Who thought of that? Hey, man, I got an idea. Take a chicken and stick it in a can.
Do you guys ever buy, like, just regular meat in a can? Like, so they have, like,
tuna.
Well, I know, but they have
crab meat. They have chicken.
That's what I was going to say.
I have done
they
crab meat in the
meat
can.
They do have white meat chicken.
So generally canned meats like that, if I'm making, like, a dip, I will use them.
Sure.
But I don't know. I've just gone to town on a can of meat.
See, if I'm making a dip, I'm gonna go get a rotisserie chicken and pull the chicken.
Correct.
But I don't think I've ever had chicken from a can. I'm sure it's fine. I've just never had it.
Are you sure it's fine?
I don't know. It could be very much.
We tried it in the studio.
Did we try the chicken in the can?
I know I did.
I don't remember. What, the
just pulled chicken in the can or the
no,
whole chicken?
The whole chicken.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Right. That was awful.
I'm talking about like the white chicken pieces that are in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. I've never had that. Anyway, popular canned foods that no one eats anymore. Coming up at 4:30 with the head chef.
Plus, also, refrigeration and stuff has just come along so far.
Yes.
Right? So it's like. You just don't need as much stuff in cans.
Mm-mm.
And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been Cody. It took Cody 10 questions to get one right. And when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Now, the last time that we did the poll, we asked you to place your tongue on something for 10 seconds. Your choices were a gas station bathroom floor, a stranger's ear, a honey bucket seat, or a bowling ball hole, which, you know, I never really thought of the bowling ball hole that much. No. until it was brought to my attention that...
Think about it.
Just, you know, people stick their fingers in probably six balls before they find the one that's the ball for them.
Correct.
Second of all the food that you eat in a bowling alley is eaten with your hands and your fingers.
And you're sucking the tips of your fingers because it's your turn to bowl. You don't even wing sauce off.
You don't even know where the bathroom is. You haven't washed your hands until you've drank like two pitchers of beer. So obviously, that thing is going to be disgusting.
Someone's scratching their neck and they stick the fingers in that bowling ball hole.
At least they Lysol the shoes. But they don't Lysol the holes in the ball.
No, I don't think they do, man. No.
So he said, put your tongue. One of those places for 10 seconds.
I don't know. That whole phrase just sounds bad.
Lysol the bowling ball holes?
The holes in the balls.
Yeah. Well, Lysol and clean them up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clean your hole.
Clean your ball holes.
Yes, exactly.
Losers.
So we put the poll up every week. If you follow us on Exit to Men's Room Live, and here's how the results shook out. Coming in at fourth place. For 10 seconds, 4% of you said I would put my tongue on a honey bucket seat. That was my pick.
You bragging?
No, I'm just saying, like, look, you got a big butt, you got legs, there's a lot of surface area on that.
I completely hear what you're saying, man. It's just,
10 seconds.
I don't know.
I'm saying.
That's going to be a long 10 seconds, bro.
I'm saying that's the best bet. Coming in at third place, 7% of you said the gas station bathroom floor, which to me is.
I think it's a lot of that depends on the gas station.
I mean, none of them are great, but again, I will maintain inexplicably. Gas station bathroom floors are cleaner than grocery store bathroom floors. Mm-hmm. Although, quick side note, over the weekend, I went to, was it Amazon Fresh? I don't know, something on 99. We went up there to grab something. I had to take a piss real bad. I went into the bathroom expecting the worst. Shockingly clean. Like, I was actually amazed when I walked in. Like, wow, man.
Right. I mean, that's another one of the, I know I go on and on about this place, but that's another thing about Buc-ee's.
A clean bathroom.
You can take your brisket in there.
Yeah.
You can eat your brisket in the bathroom.
So clean in here.
I mean, they literally have just bathroom attendants.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They have a bathroom attendant.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, Buc-ee's does
everything. There's somebody standing in there with
the guy's just easing there cleaning? Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's not like in there, but like there's a specific guy that's like, today at Buc-ee's, he's cleaning bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. All right. Damn. Eat your brisket.
It's been a long time since I've been in. Maybe it was an East Coast thing.
Oh, with the bathroom. I got men's cologne.
There's a dude just standing behind you while you're peeing?
Yeah.
But he's got all the stuff. Cigarettes.
I always liked that guy.
I did too.
Oh, they were great, man.
He would hand you the towel.
Yeah. Here's get a little cologne. Maybe smoke a cig.
I wonder if he could eye someone down as far as like, you know, he knows this person's going to blow it up. And he's going to have to stand there no matter what.
If he slides the cologne under the door when you're in there, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming in the second place, 36% said, I will put my tongue in a bowling ball hole
for 10 seconds. That to me is the worst.
See, I thought that would be the last one.
I think that's the worst of all.
And number one, 53% said, if you had to put your tongue for 10 seconds, it would be a stranger's ear in their ear for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man.
You're going to put it on the honey bucket seat, man.
Yep. So I think the only real issue, I mean, besides earwax with the ear thing, is if you're doing it just for 10 seconds and the guy's just like, oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Get it's good deeper. For you as it is for me.
Maybe. No, maybe. It's not.
You're like a little cat over there.
Okay. Wow. So this week at our men's room poll, we're going to do something nice for your home. Now, I have had a hell of a week as far as things are going on in my home. So the first thing that happened is my faucets in my bathtub started to leak. Uh-huh. Now, it was like drip. Drip. Now, this is in my bedroom. I have a bathroom. Drip. And I can hear it all night.
Yeah.
And I close the door. And I can still hear this thing drip. So then I had the bright idea that I was going to just put the stopper down just to see the amount of water that's actually coming out.
Okay.
All right. So I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. And there's an inch of water in my bathtub. Pretty impressive, considering it's just drip.
Yeah.
Drip. Drip. But I know how the water bill works in Seattle. The last thing that you want to do is put water down the drain.
Yep.
It is insane what you'll pay. So I was like, man, I got to get this fixed. So got a hold of Pinkies, and they came over and fixed it. Now, when they came over and fixed it, it was not going drip, 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 drip. So they had to change the entire shower situation.
Yeah.
Okay? That gets fixed. That's awesome. Then I get a note. Hey, man, your water heater is rusting out. It's about ready to go.
Yeah.
Now, a water heater to me is the least sexy thing that you can get for your home, considering the price. Look, you can get a brand new roof. It looks good. When you look up, you go, if you're looking up at it, you go, hey, that looks a lot better than the old roof.
Someone might even ask you, hey, man, I noticed you got a new roof. Right. Where did you get it from?
Yeah, right? You paint the exterior of your house. You can tell. It's a nice change. You get new windows. You can tell. It's a nice change. Hot water heater, as I told Ryan Castle, not sexy.
No.
Hides in a corner, you know, somewhere. Mine in my garage, in my little parking space. That's where it is. It's not cheap. So they are there right now. All right? I'm putting in my brand new hot water heater. So Sunday night, I go to do laundry. Now, I have a very, very small place, and my washer and dryer is a stackable unit.
Yeah.
And it fits inside a closet door. So it's not like I have two side-by-siders. Mm-hmm. This is one thing all together. So if the washer goes, the dryer's screwed too. The whole thing, I mean, you could still use one, but you don't have the other.
Yeah.
So this blows up on me on Sunday night. I don't know why everything happens in stages, but this thing just came all at once. So now, this afternoon, I have the people from Albert Lea coming to give me my washer and dryer. All right? Now, this is a door that's closed. Washer and dryer. My washer and dryer was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. Again, this is not a sexy purchase.
Yeah.
This is just a way to wash my clothes every week. So the idea this week is, I thought if I was going to actually spend money on something that I wanted to for my home,
mm-hmm.
some options, it could be a possibility.
I'd say the unsexiest thing we had to do, we bought an old house, and we called Xfinity. We're going to hook up the cable. It's like day two, right? The guy shows up, and we hear him laughing in the living room. And he walks out, he says, look, man. The wiring in your house is so old that we don't even have, like, the original cable box that we put out in, like, 1978, that's what you need for your cable to work. The thing is, like, we discontinued that, oh, I don't know, 40 years ago. So it costs us $10,000 to get all new wiring in the house, but same thing about being unsexy. I'm like, it's all behind it's an expense, the walls. Yes.
Now, these options are kind of sexy options.
All right.
Because you'll enjoy them. You actually, you know. Not that I don't mind hot water and clean clothes, but so the first option is that you get a pro style kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and pro meaning really nice, you know, appliances. You're going to hook it up, maybe new cabinets if you want.
We did that 2 years ago, man.
Castle did it a couple of years ago. You're going to redo your kitchen.
It's awesome.
Which, by the way, it's very rewarding if you've ever done it. I've never had a house to do that. I did get new appliances from Albert Lea, but I mean, everything is kind of. It's one size fits all. So if you have a pro oven stove thing, mm-hmm. man, you can make that thing like 5 feet, 6 feet wide.
Oh, we got like the greatest fridge. We already had a double oven. It was electric, but we replaced that. We got the new island. We got new cabinets. Granted, yeah. took out a loan and we're still paying it off. Right. But that said, it was a sexy change to the house.
Dude, my buddy, his wife, their island is awesome. The microwave is like built into it. It's like a
You pull it out. Right.
Yeah. It's so
cool. That's what I'm saying. So the sexiest thing I've got in my kitchen right now, I had to replace my refrigerator, is I got an ice maker that can make ice balls.
Right.
All right.
It can make, you know, you can make like three kinds of ice, which to me is like
heaven.
This is the baddest ass thing ever. Like, how pimp am I?
Right.
I mean, if I wanted to, like, you know, if you were coming over with like a really nice bottle, Mike.
Yeah.
Whatever. I could pre-make the ball ice. Like the
big ass ball?
The big ball ice?
Like a pool cube.
Yeah.
Size.
Whoa.
I can make a square. Or I can make a globe.
What do you have it set on right now?
Just regular old ice.
Boo, come on, man.
Well, you know what I mean?
In the world, Miles.
Do you get the good ice?
If you can make the giant ice ball, I would have giant ice balls. Take that how you like, but I'm just saying.
But it's a cool thing. Like, look
all right, Mr. Freeze.
I mean, seriously. Frozone. If it snowed in the neighborhood and kids were out making, you know, shenanigans, you know?
And you can make an ice ball.
I'd just make like eight of them and just kill them. You know, absolutely destroy their orbital bone. Just thump. Because these are hard. I mean, it's really nice. It's kind of crazy because they're clear. So you really can't look through them. They're pretty badass. So, pro kitchen number one. Number two on the list. You're going to get yourself a rec room. Now, whether that be your basement man cave, whatever. Just basically all the things that you can have that your wife will not allow you to put in the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can have the pool table down there. Dartboard.
I got the pool table. Got a dartboard. She won't let me put that up in the house. She said, you put it in the garage because I don't believe your aim is good enough and I don't want my malls getting effed up.
Oh, I got
and
buddy.
I'm like, that is fair.
I got a buddy in Tacoma. He's got a house with a lower rec room. The best thing he's got in there, he's got the hook game. He installed the hook game. The ring on the string.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I could spend hours just doing that.
You good at it?
It takes
or do you just try?
I just keep trying until I make it.
Yeah.
And then I figure out the right trajectory, right?
I had two first shots last weekend.
Of course you did. You're very good at that stuff, though.
Yeah.
Dartboard. He's got a bar down there.
I got a bar.
He's got
but the bar, to be fair, I did not look. We were debating what house to buy. And as we're going back and forth on this one, 14 years ago, whatever it was, I said, look, the one house we looked at, the really ugly one that we're going to have to redo, there's a built-in bar downstairs. And to me, that was absolutely the sales pitch, man.
Castle's got a kegerator.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little mini kegerator. I would have this thing. And the best thing that I've ever seen, and this was back in West Virginia, was my buddy also who had a bar, next door neighbor. He had a popcorn machine that was like, it wasn't movie theater size,
but it was
kind of like a, it was bigger than the toy looking one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this thing was just awesome. Fresh popcorn, the smell of popcorn, just to make your own popcorn. It's awesome. Like, it just sets the tone. Before a football game, pop, 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 pop.
There's two things I want to get for the basement,
little,
man.
Little bags.
So I want to
get a bag of popcorn.
I want to get one of the arcade shells and just load it with all the games. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Again, they're cost prohibitive, which is why I don't have one. And I've been saying that for over a decade. And then also, a buddy of mine refurbishes old slot machines. And even though it'd just be your money that you're putting into it, just the idea of sitting in my basement and pulling the slots, I like
it. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I'd buy, man? I'd buy a smaller version of like the scoreboards that are in hockey arenas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I would definitely buy one of those stand-up arcade games
that
have like 200, 300, 400 games on.
That's what I'm trying to get.
Just the dumbest things in the world, but the most fun things that you could have. So that's the idea. Whatever you want to do with it, pool table, whatever. You could do a rec room, okay? So one for your home. We start with the pro kitchen. Now we move to the rec room. Now, a nice garage. A place to park your car. Where you can put tool chests, where you can put all your stuff. But I'm talking about the kind where, like, you're not driving on concrete. They put the specialized floor in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you might have a dartboard in there, too. And you might have whatever you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have enough room to put your toys and everything else. You've got cabinets up. It doesn't look like, you know, the garage that I grew up in, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a place for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just have a nice, clean garage with whatever you want in it.
And beers just taste better in the garage.
Somehow they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have like one of those little fridges that's been sitting on the counter that one day I'll steal and I'll never know that I took it. Because you can plug that bad boy in anything.
Yep.
That's the perfect thing to steal.
Mini fridge, hot dog roller.
I'm just waiting for the right time. And the fourth thing would be an outdoor area. Now I'm talking about the furniture you see at Costco that's like meant for outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, you have a smoker out there. Maybe you have a Traeger. Maybe you have just a charcoal grill, but you also have a gas situation where you have a countertop where you can cook. You might have a TV flying out there. You got a yard that looks good. You just have an outdoor area where on days when it's decent, you can go out there and just chill out and relax.
I'm not trying to talk. I have all of these things.
So you don't get to pick.
Well, my garage, we literally just cleaned out the garage last weekend. My wife kept saying she wanted to do it. I kept hoping she'd forget. And basically, as soon as I rolled out of bed and she saw me, she got it from the dining room table and went out into the garage. I understood what that was.
Doesn't it look better, though?
It looks better. It's very big. We got rid of so much junk. Thank you, 1-800-JUNK. They're like, have you used us before? I'm like, too much. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Can you pull the car in?
Yeah.
See, there you go.
But we had to get a bunch of crap out of there. Still a little bit more to get rid of, but we have a decent garage. We put a lot of work into the yard in the outdoor area. That has taken 12 years to get it to the point where we're happy with it. In fact, that's why we were painting all summer, right? Just to finally get it to that point. The basement, it had the bar built in, got the pool table a couple years ago. I said it was for the kids for Christmas, but it was for me.
So,
a new kitchen.
This is a hard one for me. But
I think I'm going garage on this one.
I think I am.
Yeah,
I'm going 100%. Nice garage.
You know,
I would hang out in there, drink beer.
Right. Like, I've got a garage. It's a decrepit old thing. I could use a new garage. I need to put my car somewhere.
Yeah. So, one for your home.
Yeah.
Pro kitchen, rec room, nice garage, or outdoor area.
I'm watching games in the garage, drinking beers, eating hot dogs.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Eating hot dogs.
I do specific. Like that outdoor area, though. And I've seen them before where, like, people do. They do fly TV out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They do have a brisket going all day. They do have a grill where they can cook on, or a flat top, or whatever the deal is. The
problem is we live here.
Nice furniture.
That right, like my buddy problem. Bernie, like, where he lives, the weather is just warmer. So he's got a whole brick little outdoor area. There's deep fryers. There's a smoker.
See?
And then he's got a TV. He literally just pull it in from outside. You hook it up. The cable comes right out. And it's awesome.
But you know what, too, man? There's also those Arizona heaters. They either drop or they're propane that you can put out there. I mean, theoretically, you could use it for a lot of the year.
Oh, yeah.
It's covered up. So there's our poll. If you follow us on X and Ben's Room Live, you can vote now. One for your home.
Pro kitchen, rec room, a nice garage, or outdoor area. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with a game known as Big Dummy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy! Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, as usual.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Tom, our men's room poll, you get one for your home. Are you taking a professional kitchen, a recreation room, nice garage, or an outdoor area?
The professional kitchen.
Pro kitchen.
Do you like to cook?
No, my wife does, and she makes great food, so...
Ah, there you go.
It would be a benefit.
All right. What's the best thing you make?
Me? Oh, I don't know.
Soup.
Probably spaghetti.
Toast.
Yeah.
Hot pockets.
She
man
makes
food.
Great stroganoff.
And pour fine soda, yeah.
You make it. Yeah. Okay, a lot of noodles.
What is your go-to tip? Living alone, you can hook yourself up with a meal, but you're going to cook for yourself.
Honestly, lately it's probably been that turkey breast recipe.
Okay.
Yeah. Put some seasoning on them overnight, let them sit in the fridge.
And it's just a turkey breast, right?
Yeah.
Gosh,
two of those. And then the next morning, or the next day when you're going to cook it, you kind of pan sear them. Little rosemary, butter, kind of put that on there, and then you throw them in the oven for a while.
Started doing that at Thanksgiving, man. It's
unbelievable.
A lot of trouble, right? Because it's just the turkey meat. You season it how you want to, and you're not spending like 9 hours in the kitchen.
Is this like bone in?
Now, no. Boneless.
Okay. Yeah, you can turkey breast, think of it almost loin.
Like, you know, like a, right, like a tenderloin.
All right.
Like, you're used to the pork ones, but it's just turkey. I brought some in once. I saw some lady online. She was doing it. It's like one of those chefs at home.
It's great.
I was like, she's a genius.
All right, Tom, here is your question. What are the five Great Lakes? The five Great Lakes.
Oh. Huron, Superior, Michigan, Erie, Ontario.
Damn.
One and done.
All right. Easy.
Five and done.
All right. Well, before we let you go, true or false question for you, Tom. True or false, Willie Nelson. Yes, that Willie Nelson is a fifth degree black belt.
I think it's true.
In what?
I think...
Karate?
It's either karate or taekwondo, but then he's a second degree black belt in the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have never guessed.
Do you think Willie Nelson's ever opened up a can of kung fu on somebody?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Back in the day when he was with the Outlaws?
Back in the day, yeah. Because he's not the guy I feel like people approach him with issues.
But those people don't like to engage, so to speak.
No, they don't like to. No. But if you were to give Willie an issue, I'm sure he'd very calmly tell you, like, hey, I don't think you want to do this. I'm going to open up a can of country-style fried whip-ass on you.
So I'm going to screw up this name, but Willie Nelson holds a fifth-degree black belt in the Korean martial art Gongkwan Yusul. I believe is how you say that.
That's what I thought when I looked at him.
And then the second-degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
Go, game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Casey, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. Been off all day, so.
Oh, nice. What are you drinking?
I had finished with the Coors Light, and I always got that 420 Aspen Zone.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Go big or go home. Okay, speaking of home, one for your home on our men's room poll. Are you taking a professional kitchen, rec room, nice garage, or outdoor area?
You know, I like the guy before me. I mean, just give me the awesome kitchen. Me and my wife both love to cook, so let's step it up.
Okay.
All right.
If you really wanted to do it, it only costs you about $120,000.
All you got to do is take out a loan.
Yeah, it's so easy.
You get your own mortgage.
That's what you waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you guys were going to pay for it. Yeah.
No.
I'm still paying mine off. Yeah. Good times. All right, Casey, your question. Who was Sports Illustrated's first female sports person of the year?
First name that came to mind, Ireland. Let's go.
No, that's the swimsuit.
She's swimsuit edition.
This is the first female sports person. Yeah. No, I get what your brain goes, man. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go. Rebecca Lobo.
That'd be my guess. Billie Jean King.
Oh, good. Serena.
Cousin of Martin Luther King.
Yes. Little known fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have a dream that one day I'll beat a man in tennis. And then I did.
I don't think that was her dream. I think I'm just going to kick this guy's ass.
Who was it?
Billy Griggs? Or something?
Mm. I think. Was it Gig? God, what was the guy's name?
Riggs.
Billy Riggs, yeah. All right, your question. What figure in Greek mythology was tricked into holding up the sky?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What figure in Greek mythology was tricked into holding up the sky?
Man. Ted, you got any guesses? I have no idea.
You've seen the statue of this guy who's holding the entire planet up.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
That guy. That's what they're referencing.
Not Caesar. Caesar would be my guess.
Is it also named after a stone? Is it Atlas?
It is Atlas.
Oh, nice.
That's why you see the statue of him holding it.
I knew Ted knew.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I'm not sure they tricked him, but he had to be very tall.
And tired.
Tall and tired. And hopefully he's wearing deodorant.
It's like Mike tomorrow holding up that microphone all day.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, the Atlas of the sidelines. Sure. That's what we're going to call you now. All right, your question.
I'm going to use that tomorrow night.
With the Atlas of
the sidelines. He's like the Atlas of the sidelines.
All right, your question.
Sir, it's halftime. Please leave the bar.
Right. You're at McDonald's.
This is a Wendy's.
What continent is Greenland a part of?
Well,
Greenland is part of Antarctica.
No, that's the wrong hemisphere.
Wrong hemisphere, but
I'll say North America.
It is North America.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Are we still doing that, or we give up on that one?
I don't know if we gave up. It's just but we're going on to other things.
Canada, what's next?
All right, your question. Where is the Sea of Tranquility?
Sea. A tranquility. Let's say Fuji.
That would be Fiji. Fuji's the film company, Fuji. But I like where your head is at.
Also, sure there's a Fuji in Japan.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
Mount Fuji, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Town Fuji.
There's Mount Fuji.
Definitely a mountain.
Fuji apples.
The Sea of Tranquility is on the moon. That's where they landed.
Oh.
The moon.
Mm-hmm. Sounds so nice.
That's it fake. Really supposedly. Does.
Why a sea? There's no water.
Supposedly.
It's kind of what I'm wondering. How do they determine, like, this right. is the Sea of Tranquility?
It's like saying, we live in the Canadian Ocean.
Right.
We don't. No, we don't.
All right, Casey, your question. Both Cleveland and Buffalo, beautiful cities, they border what Great Lake?
Go Chiefs. Let's see. Did I say that out loud? Lake Superior.
Erie. Lake Erie.
Erie. But only one's known as the mistake, by the way.
And amazingly, it's not Buffalo.
All right.
Is this part of that Missouri education, Casey?
Lake A. Well, it very well could be, but I actually was on the Kansas side growing up, in all honesty.
Okay.
So we'll blame Kansas
education.
That
okay. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. On the TV show The Simpsons, who or what is Santa's little helper?
Ooh. Who or what? Dude. I would say a dog.
Yep.
It's good. Nice. Nice Simpsons job. Pet dog. Santa's little helper.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Wait, Jesse or Jeff?
You.
Oh, who are you? Are you? What's your name, sir?
My apologies. Oh. That's on me. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, it's okay, Mike. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Hola. Oh, no. Your girl and your Johnson. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober. I'm at the tail end of my work hours. So.
All right.
Getting there.
Okay. All right, Jeff, our men's room poll. You got something new here for your home. Are you taking a pro kitchen, rec room, nice garage, or an outdoor area?
We're going to go with nice garage, and especially because I'm just into racing, like dirt cars and boat racing. It's definitely going to be a racing shop. Have all the nice tools and everything.
Okay.
Do you already have the nice tools?
No.
Ah.
What is a reasonable price for, you know, what you would need as far as tools go?
As far as tools, they're just as expensive as the hobby itself. So, I mean, I'm sure people have spent more than like $20,000 on tools.
Wow.
Depending on what it is, yeah. Especially if it's like air powered.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. Then you have a shot at doing this.
Yeah. Are you watching that show?
Plus you gotta buy the cases.
Right, everything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen that show, Dirt?
Dirt? Oh, the documentary?
Yeah.
I've seen the first season, yeah. When it's following Kyle Larson.
Yeah, it's just about dirt track racing.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously. And Kyle Larson, who is a NASCAR driver who is good, he gets in trouble. He's like, this is real racing, not NASCAR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. How many hoops, quote unquote, are used in a game of croquet?
I don't know, 69.
I'll say 5.
Nope. 10.
11.
Nope. Mike, any guesses? How many hoops are used in croquet?
Hoops are used in croquet? I'm going to say it's 6.
It is 6. Here's another question, and this is not a big dummy question. When is the last time you played croquet?
Let's see. That'd be the summer of 2006 with a family get-together.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You actually know that?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Ironically, we used to play it when I was a kid. If we went to the beach, one of those days, somebody would break it out, and you wouldn't even go to the beach. You'd just spend all day playing croquet in the yard.
I don't work in Annapolis.
There's a...
That makes sense.
Private St. John's College.
Yeah.
Ooh. And once a year, they all dress in white. Mm. They put on their hats.
Yeah.
They go out in the lawn. They play croquet and bring picnic baskets. And where it...
That sounds like a nightmare.
You walk by there, and just how historical it is.
Yeah.
You think you've stepped back in time.
Well, yes.
Like the 1800s, because that's kind of how... That's how old the buildings are. That's how they're dressed. They're playing croquet, and you're like, actually, looks like a pretty good time.
All right, here's your question.
Fancy a game of croquet.
Yeah.
Who were the seven dwarfs?
Oh, God.
You asking for the names?
Yep.
Okay.
Doc, Sleepy, what was the bigger fellow?
Fatty?
Oh, God. Come on. Diabetes.
It might have both, yeah.
Big back.
Is droopy one?
Slutty, sleazy.
They didn't let her in the house.
Droopy. I like that.
Perky.
They were officially, because keep in mind, Droopy, Ashy, and Itchy, they all.
Ashy. Oh, no. Ashy,
oh, yeah. They all got booted out. Who do you got, Mike?
Let me run on this one. So you got Doc.
Yes.
You got Happy. You got Sleepy. You got Dopey.
Oh, yeah.
You got Grumpy. You got Bashful. You've got.
Come on.
There's one more that I'm missing.
Bless him most.
Oh, yeah, Sneezy.
Sneezy. Sorry, no Droopy, although no he should be headed.
Ashy.
I think I was thinking of Dopey. I thought he was Droopy.
Droopy, yeah.
Hairy.
Fuzzy. All right.
I still like Slutty.
Slutty and Ashy.
And then there's old Nipples there in the corner.
And Nipples.
I'm mine for Nipples.
I'm a Nipple miner. All right, your question. What color jersey does the overall leader of the Tour de France wear?
Yellow?
There you go.
Yep.
Nice job.
Yes, indeed. Droopy.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Me, myself, and my Johnson.
You're Johnson.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you're going to get something done new for your home. Professional kitchen, recreation room, a nice garage, or an outdoor area?
Do the new kitchen.
New kitchen. How old are your stuff right now, your appliances?
I'd say probably a decade anyway.
All right. I'll say anything older than that, keep them because they'll last forever.
Right, no kidding. All right, Matt, here is your question. What is the opposite of nocturnal?
Normal.
That's a great question.
Oh, thank you so much. Any guesses?
Just a guess.
Is it diurnal?
Wow.
Jeez a whiz. Okay, right. Matt. Very good.
Crushed
one and done. Hang on before we let you go. True or false question? True or false? Shirley Temple was the first child actor to make $1 million for a movie.
Yeah, let's go true.
Now, believe it or not, she was not the first child actor to make $1 million for a movie. Macaulay Culkin, can you guess the movie?
Home Alone.
Wrong.
No, Gilbert Grape.
My Girl or something like that.
Oh,
nice. It was after Home Alone. Then he got paid like $4.5 million for Home Alone 2 and then made $8 million for another movie whose name I can't even remember.
What's God, the scary one where he like kills a kid?
That The Good Son, was that the name of it? Yeah, that was
can
the
I
end
do,
of it kind of
if we get another one and done, can I do my Daniel Boone True False that I just learned today?
Yeah.
All right.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Part 2. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola!
Hola!
Matt!
No, I'm on!
Yeah. Matt, are you sober?
You made it. Yeah,
are you sober or not sober?
Well, I'm a school teacher in the summer. What do you think?
Not sober.
Hola, bichola!
Hola!
Hola! You drinking a men's room lager? Men's room IPA?
I wish they had it down here. I'm a Bodhisattva guy.
Oh, yeah, but all right. Bodhi's
good beer. All right. But can I give a shout out?
Sure.
Give a shout out to all my EBs.
To all the EBs. All the EBs out
all
there. Matt says,
EBs.
What a.
My educational brothers.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Men's room poll, one for your home. Taking a pro kitchen, rec room, a nice garage, or an outdoor area?
Well, I got everything, but I've got a 3-car garage. I can't put one car in, so I'm gonna take another garage.
Okay,
where I can actually I'll take a nice garage and put a little stuff like a bonus room up above for the men's club.
The men's club, I like it.
Okay, yeah.
Gentlemen, we have breast upstairs. All right,
it's just kind of like the what do they call that? The boys' room. What do you,
man cave?
Matt Cave, that's what I was looking for.
What subject do you teach, or what grade do you teach?
I teach high school. I teach engineering, physics, physical science, any math they ever want me to teach.
When do you guys have to go back?
Right after Labor Day.
All right. Yeah. So that's the standard. All right. Okay, Matt, here's your question. Who provided the voice of Pikachu in the 2019 movie Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you know
this. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. When Pokemon Go and all that, and, you know, all the weirdos running around looking for people and then aren't there. I have no idea. I'm going to say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. So close. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
Pikachu.
Everybody's talking about Pikachu.
Gotta catch them all, but mainly me.
Right.
I'm the best.
All right, Matt, your question. What island was the scene of a nuclear accident in 1979?
1979. That was... Oh, my goodness. That was...
nuclear physics.
I know this one. I know that.
It's not 1 mile.
It's 3 Mile Island.
Yes, it is. There you go. It's not 2 miles. It's 3 miles. You know why they call it 3 Mile Island?
Why do they call it 3 Mile Island, Miles?
The island in the middle of the river is 3 miles.
Row.
Across?
Yeah. No, length.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's how they named it.
Cool.
I'm being dead serious. It's crazy. More Big Time coming up, 206-803 Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.